For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au. Today we're looking at the sermon, You Are Loosed. So let's open in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and invite you to have your way in this message today, Lord, and in our service. We thank you, we give glory to you, Lord. We ask you to please help us to take into our hearts the Word of God and the truth that is in the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, for this. In Jesus' name, amen. You are loosed. So firstly, we're going to look at Luke 13 and we're going to read verses 10 to 13 firstly in Luke 13. If we turn there. So Luke 13, and we'll start at verse 10. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Praise the Lord. Here is a miracle of healing. Praise the Lord. A woman who had been bound. And if you read verse 16, you see, some people reacted badly to what Jesus did there, and they took offence at what Jesus did. But you know what Jesus said in verse 16? He said, And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? So Jesus was saying that this woman had been bound by Satan for 18 years. She had been bound by the devil for 18 years. And that's what it says in verse 11 as well, that she had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. So she was being oppressed. She was being oppressed by the devil, and this lasted for 18 years, and she was not in a good state. It says she was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. Have you ever seen anybody like that? I have. I've seen people who have been bowed over. In fact, I saw one woman one time, and she was just like completely bowed over like that, with her head dangling down. So I understand what the scripture is saying here about that, because some people are like that. You know, they're completely crooked over and they can't lift themselves up. Not a good way to be. Not a good way to be. And you see, Jesus saw her in verse 12 and called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. So he said to her, Thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. He laid his hands on her after that, and immediately she was made straight. Immediately she was made straight and glorified God. So what he did for her was he healed her and told her that she was loosed from her infirmity. And what he did there was actually destroy the work of the enemy. Satan had bound her. Jesus said this. Satan had bound her for 18 years. She had been bound like that, in a crippled way. Crippled, could in no wise lift herself up. But when Jesus called her over, she came and she received of the Lord. She received of the Lord. She received of the Lord. He laid his hands on her and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. So she knew that God had done this for her. She knew. So the scripture tells us about this miracle and it tells us about what the cause of the problem was. Jesus said that Satan had bound her. Satan had bound her physically. He had bound her for 18 years and she was loosed. So praise the Lord, thou art loosed. Jesus said it, thou art loosed. Thou art loosed. Thou art loosed from the power of the enemy. So the devil binds people, but God sets them free. The devil binds people up, but God sets them free. The Lord sets them free. So thou art loosed, and we are loosed likewise. We are loosed. Because remember, Jesus said it, it's the devil that oppresses. Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years. Be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day. Jesus said it was a bond. He said it was a bond. And it was for this woman. Life would have changed for her, praise the Lord, being in that painful, crippled position, to standing up straight, praise the Lord, being able to get around straight after 18 years. To get around straight, praise God. And Jesus said, thou art loosed. Thou art loosed. Thou art loosed. So they're powerful words. Thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And that was not, those words were not just for that woman at that specific time, because we know that the work of the Lord, it is for all time. So we can take those words. Thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Praise God. That's what the Lord Jesus did. That's what he still does today. He sets people free. Thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Praise God. Just as this woman did, just as what happened to her, and she was made straight immediately and glorified God. Praise the Lord. Thou art loosed from thine infirmity. What a witness. Praise the Lord. What an act of kindness in her life. What a good thing that happened to her. Praise God. And let's take those words. Thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Thou art loosed from thine infirmity. It's the devil that binds people up, but God who makes them free. Have a look in Acts 10:38. And this is what the scripture says. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So Jesus, what did he do? He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Who were they oppressed by? They were oppressed by the devil. They were oppressed by the devil, like he said that woman was. And what did he do for them? He healed them. He went about, and what does God's word call it? Doing good. Doing good. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Doing good. Healing is a good work, praise the Lord. Deliverance from devilish oppression is a good work. It is God's good work. He was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. And you know, we have the Holy Ghost today. We have the power of God today. Praise the Lord. We have the authority to do these works given to us by the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we can do these works. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Does he still heal today? Yes, he does. The Bible says that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He still heals. He still does good works. He still delivers people from devilish oppression. Who is the oppressor? The oppressor is the devil. The devil is the oppressor, but God is the deliverer. God is the deliverer. Praise the Lord. The devil is the oppressor, but God is the deliverer, and God heals people who are oppressed of the devil. Can we be healed from devilish oppression? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. We can be healed and we can be delivered from devilish oppression. Those words, they belong to us. Thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Praise the Lord. So sickness and oppression are devilish works, but God is the deliverer and he is the healer. He is the healer. We see that in the Word of God. We saw that in his ministry on earth. And he is still the healer today. He is still the healer today. Praise the Lord. Let's turn to 1 John 3, verse 8. The scripture says, "He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Let's just think on that for a few moments, that he might destroy the works of the devil. What did he do? That he might destroy the works of the devil. Destroy the works of the devil. Let's say that all together. Destroy the works of the devil. Again. Destroy the works of the devil. Again. Destroy the works of the devil. Destroy the works of the devil. What did he do? Destroy the works of the devil. Praise God. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Destroy, do you know the word destroy? Destroy the works of the devil. Praise God. Oppression, binding up people, spirit of infirmity, and all the other devilish things. Jesus Christ was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Destroy the works of the devil. Are the works of the devil destroyed? The works of the devil are destroyed. Let's say that. Let's believe that. Let's confess that over our life. The devil's works are destroyed in my life, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Destroy the works of the devil. Have you been bound up with devilish oppression? Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Destroy them. Destroy. Destroy the works of the devil. Destroy the works of the devil. Not just alleviate them, but destroy them. Destroy the works of the devil. Destroy the works of the devil. So just think on that. That's powerful. That is a powerful word there. The Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Listen, the devil's not happy about that. But that's what the Word of God says. Will there be opposition? Yes. But the Word of God says the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. He might destroy the works of the devil. Let's remember that and take into our hearts the power that is in that word, the truth that the Word of God has told us, that the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. He might destroy the works of the devil. Let's think on that. Let's think on that. Let's put that into our mouth. Let's put that. Let's believe that Jesus in my life has destroyed the works of the devil. Matthew 18:18. Matthew 18:18. And here, this is talking about binding and loosing, and this is what Jesus said. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Binding and loosing, it is a powerful thing. And Jesus said that we can do that. Whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. So was that woman that we looked at in Luke 13, was she bound? Yes, she was bound with the spirit of infirmity. Jesus said that. Satan hath bound her for 18 years. What does the scripture say? Whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. What did he say to her again? Thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Can we be loosed? We can be loosed. Jesus said it. The devil binds. The devil binds. We saw that in Luke 13. The devil binds, whom Satan hath bound. The devil binds. But it is the power of God that looses. Thou art loosed from thine infirmity, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. If you say it over yourself, I am loosed. I am loosed from devilish oppression. You say it. It will be so. In the name of Jesus, I am loosed. In the name of Jesus, I am loosed. In the name of Jesus, Do you need to say it? Let's say it. I am loosed in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I am loosed in the name of Jesus. We have authority to loose. We have authority to do that over the devil in the name of Jesus. Remember, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. And what can we do also? We can bind the works of the devil. The Bible says here, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Devil, I bind you in the name of Jesus from attacking me. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind your operation in the name of Jesus. The Lord said, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Praise God. Thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Have a look at Mark 16, verse 17. Let's read Mark 16, verse 17. The scripture says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. In my name shall they cast out devils. In my name shall they cast out devils. What do devils do? Devils oppress. Devils, they seek to steal, kill, and destroy in our life. But what do we do? In my name, in the name of Jesus, in my name, shall they cast out devils. Jesus said it, and these signs shall follow them that believe. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Casting out the devil. Will the devil go in the name of Jesus? Yes. When you're a born-again believer and you speak it in faith and you know the power of the name of Jesus, they will indeed. They will indeed. They must obey. In my name shall they cast out devils. In my name shall they cast out devils. In my name shall they cast out devils. What does the devil do? The devil oppresses. Like he did for that woman for 18 years until she was loosed from her bond by the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have authority to cast out the devil in the name of Jesus. And let's look at John 10:10. John 10:10. The scripture says, this is what Jesus said. This is what the Lord Jesus Christ said in John 10:10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. That's the difference there, you see, between the work of the devil and what the Lord Jesus Christ does. His purpose. His purpose, his power. The Bible tells us that he came to destroy the works of the devil. And it tells us that he went about doing good and healing all those that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. And what did he say he came for? I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Abundant life. Abundant life. Abundant life. Abundant. Abundant with the blessing and the liberty of God. Abundant life. What's his purpose and plan? To steal and to kill and to destroy. Steal lots of good things. Steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Jesus is the life giver. He is the life giver. He's the giver of abundant life. The giver of abundant life. He came to destroy the works of the devil. He brings life abundant. Let's turn to John 8, verses 31 to 36. John 8, verses 31 to 36. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." Free indeed. Praise the Lord. Free indeed. Free from the works of the devil. Free from the works of the devil. Free from the penalty of sin and death by believing on him. And in your life as a born-again Christian, remember verse 32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So what do you have to do? Know the truth. Know the truth. It's the truth you know that makes you free. "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And what has Jesus done for us? "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." Free indeed, with life abundant. That they might have life and have it more abundantly. Abundant life. Free indeed with abundant life. Free from the works of the enemy. Free from the power of the devil. Loosed. Thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Thou art loosed from thine infirmity. You are free indeed. Praise the Lord. Free indeed. So you know the truth. Know the truth. Study the truth. Memorize it. Commit it to your heart, to your memory. Know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. And you will be free indeed. Free indeed. Free indeed. Say that. I am free indeed.
I am free indeed.
Say it. More powerfully, I am free indeed.
I am free indeed.
Again, I am free indeed. Again, I am free indeed. Praise the Lord. Free. Free. I am free indeed. I am free indeed. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Luke 1:37. Luke 1:37, the scripture says, "This, for with God nothing shall be impossible." That is full of the power of God there in Luke 1:37. "For with God nothing shall be impossible." Let's just think on that for a few moments. "For with God nothing shall be impossible." For with God nothing shall be impossible. So the person who has the spirit of infirmity, will they be able to be free from it? Yes, they can be free. "For with God nothing shall be impossible." Can the lame person walk again? Yes. "For with God nothing shall be impossible." Can the person that has been afflicted be healed? Yes. "For with God nothing shall be impossible." For with God nothing shall be impossible. For with God nothing shall be impossible. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Are you thinking on the power of that verse? For with God nothing shall be impossible. For with God nothing shall be impossible. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. Praise the Lord. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Praise the Lord. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Let's say that together. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Praise God. Praise the Lord. You set your faith loose to overcome seeming impossibilities. Set your faith loose to overcome seeming impossibilities. Can it be done? Yes, it can be done. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Praise the Lord. Let's have a look at Matthew 17, verse 20. Matthew 17, verse 20. And the scripture says, "And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." Let's read that again. And I'll start here. "If ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." What do you need? You need faith. You need faith. And, you know, you start with what you've got. Jesus said, "If ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed," even that has the power to move a mountain. Even that has the power to move a mountain. Do we really understand how powerful our faith is? Jesus said that faith as a grain of mustard seed shall move a mountain, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. And do you know you can build up your faith, because faith is a force that has the capacity to grow. So it can start small, but it can become great. And do you know how faith grows? The Bible tells us, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God is your fuel. It's what you need to make your faith grow. So you feed on the word of God and know the truth, the Bible tells us. Know the truth, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So you build your faith up and set your faith loose. Set your faith loose. Jesus said, nothing shall be impossible unto you. Praise God. Nothing shall be impossible unto you. Are we powerful people? Yes, we are. What do we have? The name of Jesus and faith. We have the power of God at work in us, and he came to destroy the works of the devil and bring life abundant to us. Praise God. And we can be loosed. We are free indeed. Jesus said that whoever the Son has made free shall be free indeed. Free indeed. We are free indeed, praise the Lord. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. Let's close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and take into our hearts the word of God, Lord, and the power and the life contained in the word of God. We thank you that these scriptures that we have read today, they are full of power. It is the living word, and we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you that we have faith in our hearts, and nothing shall be impossible unto us. For with God nothing shall be impossible. We thank you, Lord, for that, and thank you for loosing us from our infirmity. We are loosed from our infirmity, and we praise you, Lord, for that. We are free, and free indeed. We thank you, Lord, for that. We are free indeed. Lord, fill everybody, Lord, with the joy of God. We thank you, Lord, that you are our source of joy. You are our source of peace. We thank you, Lord, that we have the peace that the Lord Jesus Christ has given us, not as the world giveth, but the peace that Jesus has given us. And we thank you, Lord, that you are our God, we serve a God, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And we thank you, Lord, for that. We give you glory. We give you glory. We thank you, Lord, and we wait upon the Holy Ghost.